بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected brothers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has blessed us with another day in the month of Ramadan. Again, it's imperative that we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever good we've done, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us, and whatever bad we might have done or wrong we might have done, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and give us the tawfiq to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in totality. It's important as we go through the days of Ramadan to constantly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Even though a person may feel that during the day they did not commit any sin, but then too we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows definitely better than you and I. So it's important to constantly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Even if a person may feel he did not commit any sin, then too we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all our sins, inshallah. Before I get started, my respected brothers, just one sunnah I want to share with you. I was teaching today in madrasa, so we came across the sunnah and I want to share it with you. It comes in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The riwayat is found in Tirmizi Sharif, that after every farz salah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam would recite Allahu Akbar, then make istighfar three times. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say Allahu Akbar, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. But the third one, the third astaghfirullah, was a bit more audible and stressed. So astaghfirullah, like that. So keep this in mind. So I remember when we were in madrasa, my ustad told us, and he said the reason for this was, when a person makes salam and he says Allahu Akbar, this means he's praising Allah. Because at the end of the day, you are only able to read salah because Allah wanted it. You know, many a times, that's why when the muadzin makes hayya ala salah, come for salah, we say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, which means we can only come if Allah wants us to come. So this salah that we performed is only possible if Allah wanted it. So that's why we praise Allah by saying Allahu Akbar. And the reason for the three istighfar is that sometimes in our salah, our mind wanders. And you know, we don't know what rakat we're in. We don't know what the imams have read. So this istighfar nullifies that sort of wrongdoing. So it's a sunnah. So let us inshallah in this month, while we are practicing on getting back our salah, etc., let us add this beautiful sunnah to it. So inshallah, it will beautify it more. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand, inshallah. Ameen. So tonight, inshallah, I want to speak about the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the construction of the Kaaba. Just to a little bit of history, the Kaaba was constructed a total of five times. The first time it was built by the angels from a red ruby in Jannah, before Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Then it was raised to the heavens during the flood of Noah alayhi salatu wasalam. It was then again rebuilt by Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal sent a strong wind that scattered the sand upon its foundation, and on top of that he built the Kaaba on its original location. Thereafter it was rebuilt by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the Quraysh. The famous incident of placing the Hajj al-Aswad was when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself put it. And the fourth time was by a sahabi, by Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu an, who had done construction on the Kaaba. And the fifth time was by Hajjaj bin Yusuf. Now it's important to understand that the Kaaba is a very important structure in Islam, but it is not the object that we worship. Many a non-Muslims think the Kaaba is the thing that we worship. We don't worship the Kaaba. The Kaaba is a focal point. We worship the one above, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why tomorrow, if the Kaaba had to be destroyed, it would never mean Islam has come to an end. No, na'udhu billah, Allah has passed on. So let us remember that. So the Kaaba is a structure that we face in direction, but we don't worship the Kaaba. Instead, we worship the one above it, which is Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the battles of Uhud and Badr and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given victory to the Muslims. So it's a lesson for us when you look at the history of Badr and Uhud. Badr was never supposed to be a war, but eventually it turned out to be a war, a decisive war in favor of the Muslimin. A small band of believers, even in the Battle of Uhud, when they faced the Quraysh army of 3,000 men, the Muslims at first had 1,000, after that 300 absconded because they were hypocrites, only leaving 700. But then too, they stood firm. So the lesson for us is, or the reason why they stood firm was, they had a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the lesson for us is that when you have a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever the adversity may be, however big it may be, you will definitely overcome it because you have Allah by your side. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the quality of the pious, and one of them is that they spend at the time of ease and adversity. Many a times we give when we have, but true spending is giving even when we don't have. So giving when we have and giving when we don't have, this is the quality of the pious. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how the pious people swallow their anger. So in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions and he says that anger is from shaitan, who is from fire, and fire can be extinguished with water. Therefore, when a person is angry, he should resort to making wudu. In another hadith, if a person is angry while standing, he should sit down. And if this anger subsides, it's fine. If it doesn't subside, then he should lie down. So these are just simple qualities by which we can imbue within us. Remember, this is the month of Ramadan. Not only is it about getting our spirituality in salah and fasting, etc., but also the spiritual sicknesses that we suffer with, anger, pride, etc., ridding all of this so that we can become clean in the month of Ramadan. Because Ramadan means to burn off all that evil, that sin, whatever is troubling a person, so he can come clean at the end of it, so we can meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand. Jazakallah.